Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Whoa, boys, how we doing? It is fantastic to be here with you guys today, man. Absolutely jam-packed, absolutely loaded, absolutely positively having a ton of fun today. And it's fantastic to be here with you guys rolling on from 3 to 7 p.m. here on the Upstate Sports Leader. How are you today, Spartanburg? How are you today, Anderson and Clemson? Great to be with you guys and all parts in between. Rolling on the number one rated afternoon drive sports radio show in the upstate of South Carolina. My name is Mark Ryan. He is Lonzo. Here's how you can be a part of the show today. You can give us a call at 1-844-477-3776. That number again is 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. You can get to us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air. That's at M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And finally, email. You can email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. All of the different ways you can be a part of the show this afternoon. Coming up, this high school football season, totally honestly, is becoming a bleep show right before our eyes. It's becoming a bleep show right before our eyes. And Cole Bryson is going to join us in the next segment, hopefully to make some sense of it all. The World Series, man, I'll tell you, some of you might be down and depressed about the Braves not being in it, but this is the ultimate David versus Goliath matchup in sports, man. This is Joe Namath against the Colts all those years ago, and it's fantastic, and you can hear it right here on ESPN Upstate tonight, and I'm here for it. Brad Crawford will be joining us to make sense of the Southeastern Conference and the lay of the land in college football coming your way at 4. And then at 4:40 this afternoon, Can We Stop makes its return. All of the above, so much more, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate, here between the hours of 3 and 7 today. Let's open with this, however. Folks, the Dallas Cowboys blow. They are awful. And I don't want to hear anything about Dak Prescott not being there. They were awful with Dak Prescott. They were 1-3 with Dak Prescott. When Andy Dalton took over from Dak Prescott in the last game, guess what their odds were of winning that game? 50-50. You know how I know? I looked at the win probability right when it happened. So Dak Prescott doesn't get credit for the last win because that game was totally up in the air. The Cowboys were 1-3 with Dak Prescott. I'm not saying Dak Prescott was part of the problem. I'm just saying the team was awful with or without Dak Prescott, and they were even worse yesterday. And we always have this debate. And I've been curious as to what point in the year Lonzo would admit that Tom Brady was really the reason why the Patriots were successful this whole time, more so than Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick's great in his own right. But whether it's 51-49 or 60-40, one person was more responsible for the success. It is true that both played a huge part in it, but one person was more responsible for the success. In Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers was responsible for the success. We can see that now. Okay? We can see that now. Mike McCarthy is not getting it done, and his team is nowhere close. And whereas Kyler Murray, my guy, didn't have a great completion percentage last night, he didn't turn the ball over. He is a witch with his feet, and had a QBR of 82.4 last night, which is really, 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 really good. You know what, folks? There's a reason why surrounds himself with like-minded people guy isn't the most successful guy. There's a reason for that in sports. There's a reason for that in life. Because we need to be challenged. We need to hear different opinions. We need to hear, important messages from the outside in order to be a whole person. What's the biggest problem with social media today? Is that if you go on Facebook, everybody just has all of their cronies surrounding them. You know, so if you like Biden, if you like Trump, all these people are just surrounded by like-minded people. And we never hear, we never accept any additional outside opinions. I like to think the reason we've become number one is because I am a dissenting voice, is because I am naturally a contrarian. And you may not realize that you want a contrarian in your life, but you actually do, and it's actually good for you, and it actually makes you more whole as a human being. Well, see, Jerry Jones doesn't see it that way in Dallas. Jerry Jones just surrounds himself with like-minded people. He surrounds himself with people that he can control. Have you ever known the girl who dates someone that she can control? Of course you know of the girl who dates somebody that she can control. We all know of somebody like that. There's dudes like that as well who date women that they can control, keep them under their thumb. Women do that, men do that, and it's awful. And I would never sign up for that, and I would never agree to that. I am somebody that can't be kept in a box. I am somebody that can't be controlled. But you're not going to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in case Jerry Jones can keep you under his thumb. You're not going to be the coach of the Cowboys unless you yes man Jerry Jones left and right. Folks, the Dallas Cowboys have not made a conference championship game appearance since at least 1996. Now, I have some numbers here in front of me. Here we go. Dallas Cowboys, 1995. Bengals, 1988. So the Dallas Cowboys on this list have the seventh longest drought in terms of ever playing in a conference championship game. America's team? More like America's toilet. You've got to be kidding me with this. Just flush them right down the drain. And I'm risking a lot by saying this because my boss is a Dallas Cowboys fan. He might not want to hear that. You might not want to hear that. Give me a break.
He's not here today. You're good.
Oh, phew. Man, I can breathe easily now, Lonzo. Whew. Got over that one. Cincinnati Bengals, 1988. Cleveland Browns, 1989. Washington football team. That is so lame. 1991. Detroit Lions, 1991. Miami Dolphins, 1992. Buffalo Bills, 1993. Dallas Cowboys, 1995. The seventh longest streak in the NFL right now in terms of even making it to the conference championship game. And they continue to screw things up left and right, ladies and gentlemen. Tennessee gave Derrick Henry a $50 million deal. Why did Jerry Jones give Ezekiel Elliott 90? They're smart and then they're stupid. They're smart and then they're stupid. Oh, maybe they can't afford to pay Dak everything that he's asking for. I can't figure out why that would be. Let's see here. DeMarcus Lawrence, 5 years, 105. Amari Cooper, 5 years, $100 million. Teron Smith, 8 years, $97 million. Ezekiel Elliott, 6 years, $90 million. Zach Martin, 6 years, $84 million. Jalen Smith, 6 years, $68 million. Lyle Collins, 5 years, $50. Tyrone Crawford, 5 years, $45. Dak Prescott, 1 year, $31.4 million. This team is not well run. This team is run like a country club. It is all about Jerry Jones and being one of Jerry Jones' guys. And guess what? If you're one of Jerry Jones' guys, he'll take care of you. He'll take great care of you, ladies and gentlemen. He'll take unbelievable care of you, and you will win nothing. Do you see that look from Ezekiel Elliott at the end of the game last night? He was standing next to Andy Dalton, who sucks, and he was just looking longingly at the scoreboard, wishing it said something different. And you know what I wanted to say to Ezekiel Elliott? Yeah, you're the reason why, man. You're the reason why. Now, nothing on the football field, nothing to do with anything on the football field, Ezekiel, but your contract is hamstringing the team. Your contract and Teron Smith and Amari Cooper and DeMarcus Lawrence, you tell me who you'd rather have, Derrick Henry or Ezekiel Elliott. It might be close, but Derrick Henry's in for $50 million and Ezekiel Elliott is in for $90 million. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, the Dallas Cowboys will never win, because Jerry Jones runs his ship like a country club, and it's all about his boys, and it's all about being around like-minded people. Surround yourself with yes men, like-minded people. Nobody challenges him. He can keep them under his thumb, and they don't win squat. Folks, success or failure within an organization always comes from the top down. It always comes from the top down. And so, look, he needs somebody who's going to challenge him. He needs somebody who is going to show him a different way. And he needs to be accepting and willing to learn that. If any of us are only able to be surrounded by like-minded people, we will live very shallow existences. We will live in the land of myopia. And that is not healthy for anybody. And the results that you get are the results of the Dallas Cowboys, who, oh, by the way, are in first place in the worst division I've ever seen in my life. So I guess everything in Dallas is okay, right? I guess everything is okay, fine and dandy, because the standings tell me that they are in first place. Wow, this is unbelievable. Don't be surround yourself with like-minded people, guy. Don't be that guy, okay? Accept different viewpoints. Allow yourself to be challenged. Listen to contrarians, listen to different takes, listen to different viewpoints. You'll be so much better off. And if I could speak to Jerry Jones, I would tell him that exact thing. All right, coming up next on the show, we're going to be joined by Cole Bryson, who's going to help us make sense of this mess that is area football. That's next right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!